The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, the lady who has got a whole bunch of frequent flyer miles in the past while, eh?
And I'm about to rack up some more.
Some more,
listen,
my goodness.
You should talk.
No,
you
please.
You know, I miss you guys. I feel like I haven't spoken to the two of you in ages.
7 weeks.
Cass, I know you're there. You can't hide from me.
I'm not hiding.
I totally agree. I came back from the most amazing two-week holiday where I was in paradise. Came back this weekend to the most shocking news week again, Rolene. You're going to address both of these issues. You're going to talk about this awful shooting in Poway in San Diego and then that hideous Disturma-like cartoon that was in the New York Times. I mean, what a weekend this has been. So over to you.
I've got a lot to say about the New York Times, as you can well imagine, including the strangest defense of the cartoon I've ever heard in my entire life. But we will get to that after we discuss the horrific, horrific tragedy that took place at Chabad of Poway in San Diego. And our thoughts and our prayers are with the family and friends of Lori Gilbert Kay, 60 years old, Zichron Livracha, who died heroically trying to defend and trying to save the life of the rabbi of the shul, Rabbi Silverstein, a phenomenal man, a phenomenal leader in a time of crisis. Our thoughts and prayers are with everybody in the congregation and also for the wounded who, news coming in today, have been released from hospital. Two of the wounded coming from Sderot in Israel,
yes,
a little girl, Noya Dahan, who we now know is who has been targeted on two continents, first in Sderot in Israel where she lives and now in the US. But terrible events. So basically what happened was on Saturday, as the congregation was concluding Shabbat and Pesach, the murderer, and I will not give his name out here, I will not allow him, at least from my part, to enjoy the notoriety that he seeks, burst into the synagogue. He is 19 years old, after posting a manifesto which he declared that he will be sending all Jews to hell. Jews young and old deserve to go to hell, he said, when he burst in and shot into the congregation. Extremely, extremely brave victim who has tragically been killed. Lori Gilbert Kay jumped in front of the rabbi and the bullets taking two of his fingers off. And there's very, very moving footage. It's doing the rounds on social media of him speaking from hospital where he has had to undergo surgery on his hand about the importance of Jewish unity, the importance of going to shul, the importance of standing strong in the face of hatred. And this attack comes 6 months to the day since Pittsburgh. And, you know, as the story unfold, so we are hearing more and more details. This coming in just a little while ago from the Times of Israel, saying that the rabbi had actually asked an off-duty U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agent who recently discovered his Jewish roots and was part of the congregation,
yeah,
to please come armed. You know, you also, and I know, Kathy, we often talk about sometimes the hand of Hashem that sits over these type of circumstances,
yeah,
and to me this is one of them. Just the extraordinary, extraordinary example set by Rabbi Yisrael Goldstein and how he carried on with his sermon. He carried on with all his might to protect his congregation, trying to shepherd them to safety. And also the heart-wrenching story I saw in the American newspapers today that the husband of the late Lori Gilbert Kay, who's a doctor, rushed to perform CPR on her, not knowing that it was his wife he was performing CPR on until it hit him and he actually fainted.
Yeah.
But this comes at a time where anti-Semitism is at an all-time high. Ironically, the White House declared this week Anti-Semitism Awareness Week to coincide with Yom HaShoah, which starts in Israel on Wednesday night and runs into Thursday. And We also have heard that President Donald Trump has phoned Rabbi Silverstein to show him solidarity, to wish him well, to talk about, you know, what they could do to protect Jews around the U.S. and in particular this congregation. And at the moment, a massive vigil taking place in Poway, San Diego for the victims of this horrendous attack.
Raleen, what I'm finding almost borderline obscene is the fact that most people I spoke to on the weekend only knew about this way late into the weekend. This took a long time.
BBC took 12 hours.
Long time for this to be at ENCA local news. It didn't happen. Burkina Faso, the killing of the people in church hasn't even made any mainstream news today. Sri Lanka came and gone. That was carnage. I mean, it's almost like we are all little frogs in the pot and we're just getting
beyond
used to the heat in the
commissions. No, let's just talk about news locally. Beyond commissions and investigations and politics, there's, according to South African mainstream media, there is no news in the world.
Yeah,
so let's put that aside. But BBC took 12 hours, Raleen.
You raise very important points because I was discussing with my co-founder of Love the Land, Dave Kaplan, when Sri Lanka when Sri Lanka happened, where's the news coverage? There's no news coverage. And of course, the discussions that we've been having over the last week or so that nobody is mentioning the word Christian worshippers.
Correct.
Nobody seems to mention that word. Nobody seems to be covering the fact that over the weekend, Jews yet again were targeted in a house of prayer. You know, little Noya was featured on Israeli television last night speaking from San Diego and saying that I thought a shul, a synagogue, was a place I could go to be safe.
Yeah, no, it's
and then it brings us to the next topic,
yes,
which is, as you so rightly said, a cartoon that wouldn't be out of place in Der Stürmer circa 1939 in Germany. And this is the New York Times who does have a history of anti-Semitism. And I urge you all to try and look for the excellent op-ed by Brett Stevens, who ironically writes for the New York Times.
Yes.
It is up on my Facebook page where he excoriates the publication for their lack of knowing exactly why it is anti-Semitic. And then, of course, almost defense of the cartoon. You know, of course, it's brought out a lot of debate and discussion, but somebody on Facebook saying, I don't understand why it's offensive. I think dogs are superior to humans.
Okay, so here's a question. Raleen, why do you think that the publication is getting the flack and not the cartoonist?
Well, that's a very, very good question, and I'll actually read you the statement from the New York Times. I think it's because the cartoonist has a history of these kinds of cartoons, and it's up to the editorial staff of the New York Times to understand why this would be sensitive. I mean, no sooner have they apologized for this, but they've actually put another cartoon with Netanyahu in, also offensive. And should we place a bet on how long it's going to take them to apologize for this next one, guys, or we're going to
don't hold your breath.
Is it going to be fodder for tomorrow's show? But it is absolutely up to the editors who edit the section of the opinion section of the New York Times. Also, where it was placed, so randomly placed inside the section. So this is the statement from the Times, which took several days to pass because the first statement was that it was an error in judgment. But after the backlash that they have faced, including many Jewish organizations saying they refuse to accept any explanation that involves the words error in judgment, but this is the statement. We are deeply sorry for the publication of an anti-Semitic political cartoon last Thursday in the print edition of the New York Times that circulates outside of the United States. And we are committed to making sure nothing like this happens again. Such imagery is always dangerous, and at a time when anti-Semitism is on the rise worldwide, it's all the more unacceptable. We have investigated how this happened and learned that because of a faulty process, a single editor working having, without adequate oversight, downloaded the syndicated cartoon and made the decision to include it on the opinion page. The matter remains under review, and we are evaluating our internal processes and training. We anticipate significant changes. Yeah, changes. One person responsible for this type of editorial is absolutely unacceptable, and it's for sure the fault of the newspaper.
I just want to reiterate, Rolene, that the article that you referred to in the New York Times, the opinion piece, A Despicable Cartoon in the Times is the name of the article by Brett Stevens, truly a magnificent piece that explains what actually was going through their heads and the extent to which anti-Semitism has just become palatable and acceptable today. In institutions such as the New York
Times. It's up on my Facebook page, guys. I don't know if you want to share it onto yours so that anybody who's looking for it can find it. Yeah, very, very, very good article, which does explain the process and what is going through people's minds.
Rolene, as always, thank you. That was a really important update today. Great to be talking to you again, and look forward to an update tomorrow.
I missed you guys. You know, I have separation anxiety.
Snap. Feel the same.
Oh, there's a drink for that, Rolene. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow.